Go on the record. It's about 10 minutes after 10. In attendance are Senator Wilkins, Senator Wagner, Representative Wyrock, Representative Salmon, and I'm Chair Representative Ramris. We enjoyed limited powers of free conference now, so if I can, Representative Wyrock, what I think I'd like to do is adopt the Senate version as a working document.
With Mr. Chairman, with the understanding that we agreed on those portions of the Senate provision yesterday and have three remaining issues to deal with today, I move the Conference Committee on HB 130 adopt the Senate version.
Any objection?
Is that on number three?
Not yet.
Objection.
It's simply adopted as the working document before us.
Objection for explanation, please.
The Senate version thus far, we've adopted the Senate version, and there's differences between the Senate and the House. House Bill 130 and Senate, and House Bill 130 was amended by the Senate. Yesterday, we adopted Senate language using the matrix Senate language number 1, 2, 4, 5, and we reserved today to talk about the remaining three items. So it seemed best for purposes of discussion and moving the conference committee forward is to adopt the Senate version and then talk about the remaining differences.
Do you maintain your objections?
Oh, just in discussion, then the item three.
We reserve. Yeah.
And
six.
Well, let's see. Yeah, three.
Six and seven.
There's four. Let's see, I got one, two, three, all.
Just for the record, it would be section three, subparagraph N, three. Section three, subparagraph Q, and section four, subparagraph C, number two.
Yeah. Okay.
Is that all correct?
Right. Yeah.
Okay. You remove your objection?
I do.
Okay. So the, yes.
I'm sorry.
So the Senate version is adopted as a working document?
Mr. Chairman, I move we adopt the Senate language on line 7. And as objection.
Representative Wyrock, are you referencing, when you say number 7?
The Senate language.
For point number 7?
Yes.
Yeah.
Any objection?
No, that's fine with us because that leaves it out of the bill.
For the record, Mr. Chairman, one of the things that came out of House Finance that was also adopted by the Senate Resources Committee was a letter of intent. And part of the reason the letter of intent was adopted, and this more or less segues into that, is because there had been some property that had been leased by the DNR at Coalfoot Node to an individual who was under the impression at the time of the lease that the property around his would not have businesses that would compete with his. And the instead of putting the any language related to the competitive issues of that business, it was the legislature's desire and the desire of DNR and this individual to enter into some sort of an agreement where there would not be a similar competing business that would have interfered with this individual's ability to run a business because it's marginal at best now. And if the competing business had gone into the same location, it could have driven them out of business. And there was no understanding or any good faith reliance that any property in the area of that business at Coalfoot Node was going to be leased out to any businesses at the time the lease was entered into between the business at Coalfoot Node and DNR. And it is the intent of the legislature to ensure that that business is viable so that no competitor comes into place. And I think Mr. Chairman, DNR has agreed to that intent.
Representative Ramos, could I have Dick join us and best to confirm from the DNR's standpoint what Representative Wyrock has presented?
Hi, Dick.
Mr. Chairman, my name is Dick Marius. I'm the Deputy Director of the DNR Division of Mining, Land, and Water. That agreement actually is between the university and the gentleman, but they do have I think their intention is to enter into a written agreement. They do have a verbal agreement. The university's talked to the gentleman there several times, so I believe that they've worked all that out. And the letter of intent, as mentioned, specifically directs them to
Senator Wagner?
Yeah, to go back a little bit, I don't know whether you mentioned or not. He's required by part of his lease is he not to stay open 24 hours, 7 days a week. So that's what makes it critical, that we maintain the integrity of that lease, so.
Senator Wagner, yes, that is correct. And that was actually the lease, and it's an unusual lease stipulation that was actually worked out between BLM and the leasee, because he's the only operator on that long stretch of the Dalton Highway, so.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. All right, are there any objections to adopting Senate language for point number seven? Seeing none, number seven is adopted. Representative Wyrock?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. With respect to line one, two, three, four, excuse me, line three.
Which page?
We're on the main page. Line three. Because we have limited powers of free conference, Mr. Chairman.
Which line, which?
I beg your pardon, on the matrix line.
Point number three?
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah.
We are going off the Senate version as a working draft. Mr. Chairman, there's two amendments that have been handed out to the committee. And amendment number one is labeled 24-GH1034/P.1A for the committee. The committee has it.
Does everybody have that document? On the Senate version, it would be page 5, line 31 through page 6, lines 1 through 9.
Yep.
So I was going to call that amendment number 1, Mr. Chairman, and I move amendment number 1.
Okay. Objection? Discussion?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Representative Wyrock?
First, let me indicate that these lands were predominantly in here to begin with, and these by mutual consensus were lands that were withdrawn from the University Land Grant List 2005. The reason Idaho Inlet and Pelican are added into and deleted out of the next amendment that will be coming out, but leaving Mite Cove in that portion, is because there's a tension here between what's going on over by Pelican. The city of Pelican has been in a unique situation over the past decade. With the advent of IFQs, individual fishing quotas, and the closure of Glacier Bay by the National Park Service to commercial fishing, the economic base of Pelican has been shaken to its core, and there has been an attempt to develop alternative sources of economic revenue for that area. And one of the things that the community is doing is developing, continuing to attempt to maintain Pelican Seafoods as a viable organization run by Cape Tribal. Fishing and hunting opportunities, guide services, remote activities such as tourism that, in fact, recently the governor was over there with his wife, and to attempt to also develop underutilized fisheries and develop small market vessel marketing of fresh seafood to fly out. They use many of these areas, such as Idaho Inlet, Mite Cove, and the Pelican parcels, to do those kinds of economic development opportunities. And so with the permission of the administration and working with the other stakeholders in Southeast Alaska, this was amendment was offered to add back in Idaho Inlet and Pelican to this, Mr. Chairman. That's where the genesis of this had come from, in discussions both with the administration, folks from around the region, and the committee.
Discussion? Representative Stanley?
That's line 9 and line 4?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, Chair Representative Salmon.
Follow-up, Representative Salmon?
Representative Ramos, if I could ask DNR to join us, please. From the department's perspective, do they support the amendment, question 1, question 2? And is there anything in this amendment other than the fact that these two parcels are deleted from the legislation?
Senator, looking through the chair. My name is Dick Marlius, Deputy Director of DNR Mining and Water. The department doesn't object to the amendment because it's still, those two parcels are fairly small, so we still stay above our 250,000 acre figure. The only thing I will point out, though, it was my understanding that the Haynes Chilkoot parcel was still going to be retained on the drop list, and the wording on this actually doesn't have that in.
Mr. Chairman,
Representative Wyrock,
The amendment P.1.A, amendment 1 before the conference committee, limited powers of free conference committee, does contain that. It was added back.
Oh, okay. I saw an earlier version there, so.
And the earlier version didn't have that. We did put it back in communication with the administration.
Further discussion? Senator Wilken?
Thank you, Representative Ramos. I'll support this amendment, but I do it with some reservations. As you know, the Glacier Bay Model Borough boundary encompasses Idaho Inlet, Pelican. I would like to keep these on the list just for some incentive for them to organize a borough. They have, by all measurements, the capacity to have local governance, and that would be the Glacier Bay Model Borough. Sits atop the borough of Sitka and wraps itself up around Gustavus. I wouldn't want anybody to think that Pelican is in dire straits. If you look in Alaska taxable, the community of Pelican is the fourth most wealthy city in the unorganized borough with a per capita of somewhere around $125,000 per capita in full and true value. They're in the absolute upper layer of those communities in that unorganized borough. Gustavus, which just organized into a second-class city, has like wealth, and those two communities could be very much the basis for the Glacier Bay Borough. So I want to put that on the record, and I hope that they, and I appreciate having Mike Cove in, because I understand that is an economic, has the ability to generate economic activity for a borough. So with that, I'll be supporting the amendment, but in no way, shape, or form would I want to think that we shouldn't encourage, as a legislature, those folks to take on their own responsibilities of local governance and the responsibilities and the benefit that will bring with generations to come. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator. I share your sentiments. Is there any more discussion on point number three? Is there any objection to adopting point number three is proposed by Representative Weirach?
Amendment number one,
I apologize.
Yeah.
Excuse me just for one second. Seeing none, amendment number one is passed.
Mr. Chairman?
Give me just one second, please. I'm sorry, Representative Weirach.
Mr. Chairman, I want to go down, excuse me, if we may, with your permission, go to line six on the matrix.
Line six, point number six?
Yes, okay. Mr. Chairman, with that, I'd like to move amendment number two, which is styled at upper right-hand corner, 24-GH1034/P.1.
Object for discussion.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This language in almost its entirety, which is section Q, was added in the Senate. And this dovetailed into what the folks in House Finance had done in trying to, when lands were removed around the Petersburg-Wrangell area, subject to borough formation. This, more or less, as I understand it, was modeled after that, where the land was held in abeyance pending borough formation. And this dovetails into what Senator Wilken was saying just a minute ago on amendment number one, that what the intent of the legislature is to get land into productive development. And in the Pelican area, Mike Cove does have economic generation potential by leaving this, which is highly valued by the local residents and subject to a very strong lobbying group to get this out. But by keeping it under this, it provides that incentive, because that apparently is one of the most valuable parcels in that area, to get into the local borough, to form a local borough, to start becoming self-sufficient. And with that, Mr. Chairman, what this does, and then this does, is remove the Idaho Inlet Pelican parcels into amendment number one, but maintains the Mike Cove and with the incentive that they form the borough. And that's the purpose for amendment number two.
Thank you, Representative Weirach. More discussion? Senator Wilken?
And may we have the department's position on amendment number two?
Senator Wilken, through the chair, our department has no problem with amendment number two as proposed.
Thank you. Okay, remove my objection.
Any further discussion, Representative Salmon?
I have to ask a question. Those two parcels right there, how many acres are both of them together?
Representative, the Idaho Inlet and Pelican together are about...
851.
851 plus 539. So 1,300.
1,380.
Yeah, about almost 1,400 acres.
Follow-up, Representative Salmon? Any further discussion?
Just a small homestead, Mr. Chairman.
Yes. Do you maintain the objection to Amendment Number 2?
No, I remove my objection. Thank you.
Okay. Without objection, Amendment Number 2 passes.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Wyrock?
There was one last thing. I think that takes care, if I'm not mistaken, everything on the matrix that we was disagreeing with yesterday, I think.
I believe so.
Yeah, because we're using the Senate version, so Number 7 is moot.
But, Mr. Chairman, there is one lingering issue I would like to bring before the committee, if I may.
Mm-hmm. Representative Wyrock?
And that is to add to subsection N, the summed up parcel SD.1001.
What page are you on, please?
Well, this would, if you look at Amendment Number 1, which we just adopted, summed up was not on the list of parcels that was deleted from the University of Alaska's land grant list 2005. And I simply make that because of requests by others to have some of them removed because of its great archaeological significance.
I'm going to object to that. Any discussion?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Wyrock, I also looked at some of them. There's provisions in two different places in the bill that the archaeological sites can be protected. With that, I'm more than willing to allow it to remain in the bill. See no reason to take it out. If indeed it has to be taken out, reasonable minds will do that at a future time. And the archaeological sites will be protected.
Senator Wagner?
How many acres is that? Some
5.
5 acres?
I'm going to maintain my objection. Is there any more discussion?
Mr. Chairman, I'll remove my amendment.
You'll remove it? Okay.
All
right, the amendment has been withdrawn. So we have adopted the Senate version as amended. The conference committee has resolved all of its issues. Do we have anything else to discuss? Any members want to discuss anything else? Okay, can we, do I need to move? I need to move.
Mr. Chairman.
Somebody move the.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir.
I move that the House Senate limited, the House Senate Conference Committee report to their respective bodies that the committee has adopted the Senate CS for CS for House Bill 130 Finance as amended by the Conference Committee as amended.
Any objection?
No.
Without objection, the version is adopted. Is that right? And we are adjourned at 10:25.
Chair.
Thank you.